Yesterday's Daf Yomi had a very interesting and important halacha, which involves chinuch and asuda. Can a person make a hamotzi for someone else if he himself, the mevarech, is not eating? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says you cannot make a bracha for someone else if you yourself are not eating, because it's a brichas hanenin, as opposed to mitzvahs, when you can be yotze someone else, even if you are not fulfilling the mitzvah at that point, where you can make a bracha for someone else. When it comes to brichas hana, brachas on benefits, you cannot do so. However, the Gemara says you can make a motzi for banav ubnei beso, your children and your family, lechancho b'mitzvos, to teach them or to be mechanech them, and to instruct them in mitzvos. Now, the Torah paskins this Gemara, but the Beis Yosef asks, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about children that are under bar mitzvah, or are we talking about children who are above bar mitzvah? If it's under bar mitzvah, why does the Gemara only say your children? Really, the Gemara should say you could be yotze, you could say hamotzi even for other people's children, because aren't you chayv and chinuch for other children as well? And says the Beis Yosef, well, if you're talking about children that are above bar mitzvah, so, well, then why are you allowed to be yotze them? You know, if they're over bar mitzvah, they should be making the bracha themselves, and if not, then they shouldn't be eating. So the Beis Yosef gives two answers, and these are fundamental lessons in chinuch. The first answer, he says, well, we're only talking about children under bar mitzvah, and you see from this Gemara that the mitzvah of chinuch, or at least making brachas, you know, in vain for chinuch, only applies to your own children and not other people's children. Answer number two, says the Beis Yosef, is we're talking about children under bar mitzvah, and the language of the Gemara is imprecise. It's not really so exact, or it's really trying to tell you the normal way, is that really it's referring to all children, even other people's children. So why does the Gemara seem to say your children? That means because it's common that people eat by their own parents. But according to that second answer, and in fact that's of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you know, you may say hamotzi for all children under the age of bar mitzvah to help them, you know, with the bracha, or to be motzi them the bracha, even if they are not your own children. And the Mishnah Berurah says that explicitly, even for children of other people, you're allowed to make the bracha. And Mishnah Berurah points out, but you're not even allowed to make the bracha of a motzi for other people if you're not eating for any adult, even if that adult is in your own family. So what about Kirov, though? We always have these Kirov organizations where you make brachas for other people. What's the pshat in that? And in fact, Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Pei Dalid says, based on the Shulchan Aruch over there, says that you can say word for word with someone who doesn't know how to bench. So Shaar Tzion says, well, how does that fit with our Shulchan Aruch, where he said you can't be motzi a gadol? If you're not doing the mitzvah, the eating, then you can't be motzi someone else. How come over there you can be motzi someone else? So he answers, well, it's different when you say word for word. That case over there is talking when you say word for word. When you say word for word for someone, then you're really just walking them through the bracha, and that's fine. As opposed to here, when you're saying the bracha for the other person, that is forbidden. Now, Reb Zilberstein says, based upon this, if you want to do kirov and you want to be yotzei someone else, it's better, much better, and in fact, only permitted to say word for word with them. You could say baruch, and they say baruch atah atah shemug, and then shakol niya b'varo, and then they repeat after you word for word, as opposed to you just saying shakol niya b'varo, and they just say amen, and in that case, it wouldn't be work. Now, this issue of young children making a bracha for them, is it a bracha of atala? So the Meir Oz has a discussion about this, and he says, the Ritva says, the reason why we allow you to say shakonia bivaro for your child if you're not drinking is because we allow you to do a bracha of atala, meaning say a bracha for no reason in vain, because that's only an Isser Darabanan. You're only violating Isser Darabanan. In exchange, you know, for you doing the mitzvah of chinuch, which is a chiyuv derabbanan. So we exchange the derabbanan violation for a derabbanan mitzvah, and that is permitted. Now the Rambam, however, interestingly, omits this leniency to say hamotzi or say a bracha for underage children, and the Sefer Bnei Tzion, I saw quoting this Meir Oz, says that that's because the Rambam holds that bracha of atal is da'araisa, and therefore he says since it's a biblical commandment, a biblical violation to not say a bracha of atal, so therefore you would not be allowed to, you know, say a bracha of atala just for the mitzvah of the rabbanan of chinuch. Now, the Aruch HaNer attacks this, though, and says, even if a bracha of atala is d'oraisa, it would still be permitted, because we allow you in general to make brachos on mitzvos derabbanan, so obviously we allow brachos on mitzvos derabbanan, even though the bracha may be levatala otherwise, if it's just a mitzvah derabbanan, still he says we allow it. Now, one or two more quick points. The Chazon Ish points out inside in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah that once you're making a bracha for a child, an adult who hears the bracha cannot be yotze. He may not be yotze with that. Even though you're saying the bracha anyway for the child, it doesn't mean that this is a good bracha that you're allowed, any adult could chap on and be motzi it. Now, the final point is that you're allowed to be motzi a child under bar mitzvah who does know how to make the bracha himself. So you have a very smart 10-year-old, but you want anybody who says, okay, dad, you make the shakol for me. Can you just say shakol ni abidvaro? Even though he knows how to make the bracha, he's just lazy. And then he just has to say amen and he could drink. So the Sefer Yedei Kohen says from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you can. Any child who's above the age of chinuch, you can make the bracha for him in order to, I guess, inculcate him the importance of making brachas, even if he actually knows how to make the bracha. But it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah himself sounds like, no, it's only when he does not know how to make a bracha, and I think that's really the common custom as well.